Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here's a startling statistic. By the end of this month, COVID-19 deaths in our country are expected to reach 800,000. That's almost twice the number of Americans who died in World War II. And while there is news to be optimistic about, including today's FDA announcement that 16 and 17-year-olds are approved for booster shots, the emergence of the Omicron variant reminds us that this pandemic is not over yet. Zeynep Tufekci says it's time we get our act together. She's a sociologist and opinion columnist for The New York Times, and her most recent article is headlined, "Omicron is coming. The U.S. must act now." Zeynep, welcome back.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, well, let's start with your plea for us to, quote, get our act together. The implication is that nearly 2 years into this pandemic, we really still don't know how to react to new information. Explain.
In this particular case, because the scientists from South Africa and Botswana were so on the ball, we got a really early warning. We got a warning before we had a new variant spread, which wasn't the case with Delta or Alpha. But necessarily, having an early warning like this means that a lot of the information is incomplete. That's actually a good thing. I mean, if you know a lot, by then it's probably too late to respond. You have to act under uncertainty, which is a very challenging political thing because you're looking at a potential spark that could burn down the whole house, but you're not really sure if it's going to go out on its own or if it's just going to spread like a wildfire. By the time it gets big, it's really hard to contain it. So you need early action, and that has proven again and again to be our weakness. We want to wait till the data is in. And for a lot of things, that makes perfect sense. But for new variants like this, we need to act when the threat is clear so that in case it turns out to be a mild threat, we can and we should quickly stand down. But if it turns out it's a major threat, it's kind of, again, like waiting for the fire to get too big before calling the fire department. And I'm afraid we're doing it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about this early action that's being taken. One of them in the face of Omicron's arrival is travel bans, which you say can buy time. Yet you're critical of how the Biden administration is handling this. Say more.
Restricting travel from affected areas can be a reasonable step for a short time to buy some time. But if it's done in a proper way, targeting the pathogen, not the passport. There's a time period in which if an outbreak is indeed originating in one place, you might want to try to test and quarantine people at the border to try to make sure that you kind of delay it for a while. At some point, even that becomes pointless. But that said, if you just say people with such passports can't come in and people with every other passport can come in, that's not really a proper sort of travel precaution against the virus. It's just restricting some passports, which the virus does not check. In the last round of this, when President Trump did that, he banned travel from China by passport. Like if you're an American citizen or a permanent resident returning, and of course it didn't really matter. There was also no testing to people coming in from Europe. So New York, for example, got most of its introductions from Europe, which is probably exactly what's going to happen this time around too, because we're not doing the proper kind of testing for entry. You have to test multiple times. And you have to have some form of tracking people, perhaps certain quarantines depending on the test results. And we're not doing any of that. And I find that both performative in that it's not really effective, and also tragically, it's punishing South Africa for doing the right thing without getting us the kind of protection we would need.
Zeynep, I mean, this makes perfect sense what you're saying. Containment needs to target the pathogen, not the passport. But that also sounds like it might be harder to do.
Of course, it is harder to do. But the right thing is harder to do at first than doing the performative thing. But doing the performative but not very useful thing actually makes everything harder in the long run. I really don't envy the politicians having to make these decisions in some sense. But what you need to do is look at 2 months down the line and say, well, if we don't do this now, and if this does turn out to be a big threat, not having bought that 1 month in a sensible way, it's going to cost us a lot more to try to rein it in then. So I feel like doing the right thing is actually easier if you take the longer point of view. And if you do the harder thing first and it turns out that it's not necessary, or when the tipping point happens, when you have more outbreaks in the country, which is another thing, we're not properly sequencing, so we don't know. We're flying blind.
Well, to your point, we just heard this week President Biden's press secretary mock NPR reporter Mara Liasson for asking why more tests aren't available. Let's listen.
Why not just make them free and give them out to, and have them available everywhere?
Should we just send one to every American?
Maybe.
Then what happens if every American has one test? How much does that cost? And then what happens after that?
Your reaction to that, and also the intersection between intensive testing and stopping not only Omicron, but future variants.
So I listened to that exchange with my jaw on the floor, because should we give one to every American household? It was yes, resounding yes. There couldn't be a better cost-saving action than that, probably, because those tests are able to catch people when they're infectious, which is exactly what you want to do. Whereas the other kind of testing we do right now, you go, you get tested, you get the results 2 days later. That's literally calling the fire department 2 days later. And also their plan seems to be to have us submit paperwork to health insurance to get reimbursed for rapid tests. I just cannot imagine a worse aspect of the U.S. health insurance system. There's nothing less cheap and easily accessible than creating this enormous bureaucratic step for people to get reimbursed rather than directly subsidizing it. And it's really unfortunate because we are 2 years in, and I had really much higher hopes that a new administration coming in would be more on the ball. And their response with the rapid tests was really worrisome. And I hope it was more of a slip up that the spokesperson did not realize the whole issue.
I mean, this really speaks to what you've been saying, this disconnect between the information we have as individuals and as a government, the actions we take. You're saying here that we need policies based on science and not pandemic theater. What would you like to see at this point?
The first thing I would like to see with the Omicron variant is proper sequencing. We're looking at other countries. We're seeing Denmark is finding a lot of cases and has just introduced some extra measures. Denmark is seeing a lot more cases because it's looking. We're not really properly looking. We've never had a good widespread sequencing program the way we should. And again, you can't fix what you don't measure or know. The second thing that I just wrote a piece about today is that whatever happens, and it's completely possible that it will not turn out to be a big deal, especially for younger people, even though we need to wait a little bit. We have a lot of evidence that strongly suggests it will be a major threat to the elderly because of the mechanism of this variant, which means, once again, nursing homes, retirement homes, everywhere where elderly are especially living together are at great risk. And I sincerely hope that we don't repeat what we did last 2 years and just lock everybody down and isolate them. So instead, what we need to do is get on with the boosters for the elderly and for the staff, because you don't want to bring it in. You need rapid tests at the point of entry. They take like 60 seconds to do, and you just wait 10 minutes. It should be a no-brainer you enter the vulnerable place. I can't believe we don't do this every day for visitors and staff, have outbreak plans. I mean, there's all these things we should be doing today to get ready for what is quite likely coming down the pike, at least for the elderly. We're 2 years in. We've seen this movie. We know how it can play out. We have all this incredible scientific knowledge. We just need to bring it together and act.
That's sociologist and New York Times opinion columnist Zeynep Tufekci on the Omicron variant and the future of COVID-19 in this country. As always, thank you.
As always, thank you for inviting me.